Okay. It's about 5:17, 5:18. I want to call the Board of Works and Safety for the City of Columbia City to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Eagle.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Okay, before you have the minutes for the December 30th meeting, Dan and I obviously can't vote on this because we were not Board of Works members. However, we do have one Board of Works member from that Board of Works. So, Walt, have you had a chance to look over that?
I have.
Okay. And would you like to approve those minutes?
Just clarification, Ken, you don't need a majority?
No, I would just say that you just need to say that, I mean, if you don't have any problem with them.
I do not. Okay. I make a motion that we accept the Board of Works minutes for Friday, December 30th, 2011, approved as presented.
Okay. Can't have a second, so I guess all those in favor would be Walt, the other two abstain. Also in front of you are the January 30th minutes. Excuse me, January 3rd minutes. I found no issues with it personally. Dan, Walt, okay?
No, sir.
Can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
And second.
Okay. All those in favor? Please roll sign. Unanimous? Okay. Street closing permit, Whitley County Autumn Art Festival. Jeff.
As you see, this is for September 8th. It's a single day event. This is, I believe, our 11th year of doing this, and the request remains unchanged from last year. It's just the Chauncey Street area from Van Buren to Market Street. The Downtown Business Association has been notified, but in addition to that, as we get into the summer period, we'll be in contact with the farmers market people and work through that as well. They already know when it is, but we like to keep them apprised of what's happening. And last year it worked out really well for us, and we expanded some. So I guess as far as that, all the other departments have signed off on it, so it'd be my request that the board approve it.
Typically with the farmers market, does it happen? It happens at the same time, correct?
It is correct.
So you work together to get that taken care of?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, Jeff?
Just clarification of the trash dumpsters.
The city has always provided the ones that are back here for back this event and the others,
okay.
That is my understanding, downtown, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I take them up on it.
Okay. Okay, do I have a motion then to approve the street closing?
Move that we accept the motion to accept the street closing for September 8th for the Whitley County Autumn Art Festival.
Okay. Now I'll go ahead and second that. Further discussion? All those in favor? Usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, next up is Kim Gavin. Kim. Do you want to basically go? Does this microphone work over here, Rosie?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's on.
Okay. Yeah, I can go ahead and do that. Would you mind coming and kind of talking a little bit about your situation? Hopefully, I can turn this microphone on. And so, well, we have to get it for public. Oh. So. Let's see. Okay. This is working. So again, if you can kind of just fill us in a little bit on the situation. What's happening and why you're coming to the board. That'd be great.
I purchased a home on 510 West Market Street on November 14th of 2011 and moved in approximately November 29th. On December 12th, my sewer backed up into my basement and then found out through a plumber that my sewer line is collapsing at 60 feet and 68 feet, and it's confirmed that the clap at the tap, bell, and hub, and that's broken badly. So I guess I'm here to ask if there's any way I can get assistance in paying for the repairs that need to be done, since I only lived there for 2 weeks before this happened. And I've submitted estimates.
And who have you been in contact with, the city? Have you been in contact with anybody in regards to...
I think I've talked to Kelly.
Kelly, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Kelly, is there any additional information you'd like to add to that, or...
Like she said, she had a backed up sewer, and we got a call to go up and check our main at that time. And we checked our main, and it was flowing fine. And we talked to plumbers that were up there and let them know what we found on our end. And then just to make sure, I sent our jet machine up there to run the line, our main sewer, to make sure that there wasn't any obstruction on our end. It was open. And then I think they got called back, and they had, it was Gibson Plumbing, I believe, and they had a sewer camera down our tap and showed us several spots that were broke down, and at the main it was broke down too. So.
Okay.
Kelly, have you ever ran into this in the past? Have you ran into this circumstance in the past?
Yeah, it happens quite a bit. We're excavating companies and dig up taps and replace them.
Okay. But what about the actual trouble she's having?
Yeah, it's common on clay tile and stuff. It breaks down a lot, and sometimes it goes clear to the main. Sometimes it's just in the yard. And,
due to deterioration?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roots and then other things, separation of the joints and just old tile that collapses, from freezing and thawing.
Now, being new to the Board of Works, the current policies state that we just take care of our main, and the property owner takes care of everything up to the main. Is that correct?
I'll let Kelly and Jeff maybe elaborate, but that is my understanding.
Right.
So typically, these aren't the kind of things that the Board of Works or the city necessarily pays for, is what I hear you saying.
Right.
Okay. Was there any kind of inspection or anything like that was done prior to the purchase? I'm assuming that the answer is no.
Typical home inspection.
The home inspection. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm assuming that doesn't typically, and maybe this is for the realtor, typically
doesn't go into the...
Doesn't go into the inspection. Okay.
Just for curiosity's sake, Kelly, is the tap in the bell at the main, because they said something about that falling into the main.
Yeah, it looked
about it going into the main.
Yeah, there's the camera that they showed, you have a... It was either a 4 or 6 inch tap, I'm not sure what, but it went right into the side of the main, and it was a clay tile, and it just kind of fell apart right there. The main's still fine, the holes in the side of it right there. And it looked like there was probably pieces of it that might have got into the main. But we were able to get through it with the jet machine, probably cleaned out whatever was fell into the main, so.
Are there any other type of funding mechanisms that might be of some type of assistance from our end, or that's available through the city to assist with that? Or
What I will say is, in preparation for this presentation, Rosie and I have been looking at a couple of different options. I'm not sure if any of them are going to be necessarily viable. We're still trying to get that figured out. There is one potential that at some other point I want to discuss with you, but we're looking at some options in that way. Let me ask this question. Have you explored other, like, nonprofit or assistant type organizations? And
We have a call in to Carl at Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
And I need to call Julie at USDA to see if I know there's some sort of loan that I could get, but
trying
to exhaust all my other options.
I understand that.
Are you are you basically out of service right now, or is it?
No, I'm still up and running. I just check my basement every day.
Okay.
Make sure it's not backed up.
So the reason it backed up was due to a blockage, but when they cleared the blockage, they found the rest of the issue?
I think so.
Yes, that's.
Okay, so kind of how the event come up.
Yeah.
So, okay, I was trying to figure out how what the sequence was.
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Okay.
So I've already put $3,400 into putting the clean out in and all that, so.
I understand. Wow.
Kim, I think probably, and I don't want to speak for the other two guys on the board, I'm a little concerned to set a precedent because this does take place in a lot of areas of our community. They aren't necessarily in your exact situation, but we do have multiple people that come to the city for situations like this, and I'm a bit hesitant to set a precedent by paying for something like this.
Okay.
However, I do want to let you know, and again, I'm not speaking for these guys, I'm speaking for Ryan. But I do want to kind of let you know that I'm investigating some other opportunities
okay.
that we're going to try to, at least from my end, if this doesn't go through, that I'm going to investigate and work with you and maybe with Tina, but to try to get something working for you.
Okay.
So if it does end up stopping here, which, again, I don't know, but if it does end up stopping here, I do want to let you know that I want to keep working to try to get something taken care of.
Great.
Okay.
So the risk factor under the present circumstance is if another blockage occurred, it would back up and repeat one.
Yeah, or if it just decided to collapse.
Or to collapse.
No idea when it's going to.
Okay. All right.
I have to agree. I think trying to set a precedence for future, as many times as this happens with the age of the homes that we have out there, I think it's not that we don't care about your situation by any means. But I don't want to put the city in a position of liability either in these situations. So,
and I appreciate that.
You know, if we can, look at other avenues for it, I think that'd be a well spent time for that.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm Kim's father.
Yeah.
The thing that exacerbates this entire thing is that it appears her connection goes out to the street and then travels all the way down the street. Well, 80 feet or something,
yes.
to finally get to the tap. And so in order to fix this, we have to tear up the entire street.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to put the street back into working order again, all the gravel and asphalt. And
yeah.
It seems unusual, but I can understand her being liable for the connection in the tap where it's on her property and on her easement. But this is not on her property, it's on her easement. It's out in the street.
Right.
Which the street is the city's prerogative.
Well, let me ask, how prevalent it, and I'm going to go back to Kelly, how prevalent is it that we have, it not only goes from the home to, let's say, the street, but also maybe goes down the street? Is that a prevalent thing that we have a lot of properties in our community that have that kind of thing?
Yeah.
The
main runs down the center of the street, and houses connect to it, and that's their responsibility to the main.
That it can be.
The sewer ordinance reads. So.
Okay.
And we had a similar circumstance that I've been involved with, and it did exactly as you said. It actually went down under the sidewalk and then jumped in the street and then went down to the closest intersection of the location. And it still, the circumstance still was the same. That's where the tap occurred. And again, some of this stuff was built back in, again, I don't know when your house was built, but it's back in, way before my time. But I'm going to say, it could be 50 to 80 years old, okay? And back then, I don't know how old your house is, but I'm just saying the infrastructures at that time, was designed at that time to adapt to that environment. So if the main would ever change or go in front of the house instead of down to the closest intersection, then them circumstances would change.
Could she tap into it right in front of her house, Kelly?
My yard and change the tap point?
Yeah.
So I could rip up my own yard instead of the whole alley and down the street.
Yeah.
That would save me quite a bit of money.
Well, not only that, but this really concerns me as far as real estate is concerned, period, in this town.
I understand.
I mean, all of our houses should come with a warning label because this is a huge problem. If this mm-hmm. is the case, where we're going to be spending $12,000 on these houses that are around and 100 years old for new sewer systems, because this is something that people can't see on a normal mm-hmm. house inspection. I mean, this is big, guys. This is really a problem.
This is I've sat on here for 12 years, and there's probably been four cases in those 12 years that I can relate to in this scenario.
Sure.
Don't disagree with your comment, but it's not a very common event. Mm-hmm. And in regards to the how often it happens, mm-hmm. but again, that's just part of the old infrastructure that we're trying to upgrade. Mm-hmm. And again, if that's an option, Kelly, I mean, and if of going closer to the generate a new tap versus the old, I mean, that's something that you would.
Well, she'd still have to. If she replaces. You still have to go the same distance. The length is going to be the same. It just wouldn't be in the alley because she comes out into the alley and then goes down the alley and we blacktop the approach probably 20 feet or 16 feet back from the street back in the alley. So the tap runs right down the alley and then it gets into the street, and then the center of the street's probably that's probably 12 foot from the curb out to the center of the street that they have to go to connect to get to the main. So if they come out, still got the same distance, you just wouldn't have the blacktop, the alley part to go down.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to decide whether or not, because they'd be reconnecting to a different part of the main, and that at that point it's a different tap connection. So either the board waives that, you know, and then we have to repair the, somebody would have to repair the main.
To close the hole.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's very helpful. I appreciate that discussion because, you know, it, at least that gives you an additional option that you're not confined to just this one. Although, and again, there's multiple,
the issue with that though would be that somebody would still have to dig the street up or
twice.
The tap is collapsed.
I see.
Now you're going to dig it twice versus once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And isn't it like 15 feet down?
I think it was, I thought I heard 8 or something like that. Yeah, 7 or 8 feet.
Okay. There any additional discussion?
No, I have nothing else.
Okay. Okay. Do we need to take a vote or anything on this? I guess I'm just trying to figure out if we need to vote or just say that we'll continue working on it, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going to do something, definitely.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You don't need to vote unless you're going to absolutely
okay.
do something.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Well, then here's what I'll say. Then we will get in contact and we'll start working on some of those different options. It doesn't sound like this is the way we're going to go, but I do want to work with you to try to get that taken care of because it's important to me that you continue to enjoy living here in Columbia City. That is a big deal for me. So let's, in some way, shape, or form, if you can get me some contact information, and we can continue to have a dialogue, and I can look into some other things, and we can try to get something for you. Okay? Okay, thank you for coming today. I appreciate that very much. Thank you all for coming. Okay. I don't see Todd in the office, in the meeting here, so we're going to go ahead and bypass number 5 and go straight to, let's see what time is it. Okay. Jeff, do you want to take care of the things that are on your agenda and then we can kind of move from there?
I appreciate that. I want to start with item 6 with Humboldt. Okay. I believe that Marsh has had an opportunity to review this agreement, mm-hmm. or proposed agreement. As you are well aware, we have submitted our SRF application for an additional loan to fund the shortfall that came about in our long-term control plan phase 2A project when multiple occasions of contamination were found. And what we are asking for here is
SRF requires rate study and a lot of information from our financial consultant, as well as Ice Miller, our bond counsel. And this is their request, Umbaugh's request, to enter into the agreement with us to do those services. And quite frankly, they're already well underway on these, because we do have pre-closing, I believe, February 2nd, yeah, maybe. So they are well underway. This is very typical of the overall costs and scope that I've seen in the past. Maybe Marcia could elaborate on that, but I was comfortable with everything that I read.
Yeah. So basically, just like a acknowledgement that it's okay to move forward, or an approval to move forward from the board.
If you would, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have additional questions of Jeff or myself or Marcia?
My only question is, normally we put not to exceed in the language.
And
I guess I'm just clarifying.
Marcia can address that. Usually in these, it ends up being a lump sum. So I don't know how. I can't either argue or support the cause for not to exceed, Marcia.
Well, didn't I ask the question, though? Wasn't this the one I asked the question on that?
To me?
Well, no, I think you had asked the question about whether or not that had been brought up, and we said no, that had not been brought up. That basically, that this is typically what we've done in the past with Umbaugh, and that we haven't, because these are pretty cut and dry when it comes to the bond portion, and again, it's in the service agreement.
As I understand it, often their services are based off of a percentage of the overall loan amount. So that's why that my understanding is that they have not done that in the past.
Yeah, I think it always has been a flat amount on the loan.
And again, I was just clarifying.
Appreciate that. Any additional questions, concerns? Good one.
Yep, I'm good.
Okay. Then I will go ahead.
I say if you need a motion.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Go ahead if you'd like to have a motion.
I'm looking for a reference number. Is there a reference number or anything? Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we enter the agreement with Umbaugh, dated December 22nd at 2011. This would be for the proposed sewer work revenue bonds of 2012. That we enter into the agreement as presented.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you. Next up, Jeff.
The next one for consideration is the dedication of infrastructure improvements along Walker Way between Main Street and Line Street. And you'll see a letter from Steve Snyder on behalf of his client, GB Indiana 2 LLC, the ones that worked on behalf of Hooks, CBS, and the entire development up there. As you recall, well, I sent out an email, but the short of it is that upon completion of the street portion of the improvements, there was a drainage problem on private property belonging to CLW at the on the north side, well, it would have been the northwest side of the intersection of Main and Walker Way, where the tattoo / cigarette place is at. I think that's whatever is in there now. Anyway, there was a couple options, and CLW talked it over amongst themselves and suggested that if an agreement was made between Mr. Snyder's client and them, and the city approved of that private agreement. What it amounted to is the CLW would take care of the drainage since it was coming off of public street onto private property. That was agreed to by the Board of Works here. There was a lot of delays for whatever reasons. And finally, late in the fall, they came back to us and everything was settled between the two private parties. There was a monetary exchange, and then the board suggested that the dedication of infrastructure be provided to the Board of Works through this construction warranty. You'll see that it was essentially just filled out based off of their construction completion date in 07. And what I found out, I had forgotten, Mike Deere says that there's no water improvements in this stretch, correct?
Correct.
So it's simply sewer and street and storm sewer. So that's what we're looking at. When I originally talked to Mr. Snyder about this, he said his client was not receptive to the idea of an additional one-year warranty on this because they were already, at this point, 5 years past the construction completion date. That's well past the time that we require anybody else to see if there's any defects in the construction. And there have been no defects in any part of the construction. So in talking with Kelly, what we would like to do is to make a recommendation to the board to accept this as is, just conveying it over to the city for public use now. We have been maintaining it since day one, but this would make it official. This would then allow us also to submit this mileage or partial mileage to NDOT for road taxes as well. So that would open up that opportunity to us. It also would allow us to have control over additional commercial cuts along that stretch. I know that there's one property owner there that is he still looking at an additional cut or widening? There's one existing business that's looking at additional road cuts into his property. And at this point, we really have no say-so in how he does it because it's a private street. So it would allow us the oversight of that as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Additional questions? I know that's something the Board of Works in the past have been working on, and to see it come to completion, I think is a big success.
Right. It was very very complicated, right? Event, and I think the main thing, we didn't want to get between the private sector people, so we tried to take a back seat until that was resolved. And as Jeff said, it was resolved. So I think it's
very good.
Time, it's time. So.
That's great. Okay. Well, then can I have a motion? Okay, I will motion to accept Walker Way in this agreement as is.
I'll second that.
Okay, further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Unanimous, thank you. Jeff, anything else that you have? I know you have to get going, but
yeah, all three of the pay requests are in order. So I mean, I don't know if you want me to stick around for those or not, but
okay. And is who is the Barry telephone line through? Is that
that's going to be through primarily Larry and
okay, very good. Okay, so you said all the pay requests are in order then. Okay, let's jump to that real quick then and get those taken care of. Sorry, Jeff.
That's okay. First one is Ferguson Michael, and as you can see, this is for a period back late last year from October 24th through November 20th. This was I believe under their next to the last supplement that was currently pending at that time. Everything is in order. This is obviously for the long-term control plan phase 2A project for construction inspection, construction management, and administration. So it'd be my recommendation that the board does act favorably in the sum of $28,906.08.
Any other questions of Jeff? Okay, can I have a motion?
I move that we go ahead and accept this invoice number 478654 for $28,906.08.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you.
Second one is a pay application from Bowen Contractors on the same project, estimate number 17, and has been reviewed by Burgess and Nyepel. And I think we're holding it right now because of lack of funds, but we can go ahead and approve it contingent upon that. Okay. Everything is in order to be my recommendation that the board act favorably in the sum of $89,330.26.
Okay.
Just to clarify, the funding is just a timing issue, isn't it?
Correct.
That's what I thought.
We're waiting for the approval on 1, 2, and 4.
Right. Okay.
Very good.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept Jeff's recommendation to approve contract estimate number 17 for the LTCP Phase 2A for the amount of $89,330.26 to be paid to Bowen Engineering.
I will second that. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Final pay request I've got to present is from American Structure Point on the State Road 205 project. You'll see that there's several different phases of work that's going on right now. The sewer and water design, and I know that they've been working with Mike Deere closely on that to make sure that there's no conflicts with his transmission line coming over from Mauritius Park. They're pretty well done with the draft design as far as the second phase submittal to NDOT. They're waiting on word back from them at this point. Just as a side note, I think I put it in my report to you that the option to purchase has been made to an adjacent property owner. We're waiting back word from them on whether they accept that or not. If they do, it's just the start of a very long progression of things that have to happen. I emphasize that it's an option, not an offer to purchase, because even if they accept it, it has to go back to DNR and then the National Parks Association and then back down the ladder again. So it's this huge loop that has to take place. And then you have, at that point, public hearings on it. So everything is in order on this. It'd be my recommendation. The board does approve it in the sum of $17,092.92.
Additional questions for Jeff?
Just in reference to the timing, Jeff, you say it's coming to closure, NDOT's got it, the final draft. Is that when will that be presented back to us?
Once
I mean, their target date, or
once the property acquisition takes place.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, that has been,
I understand,
the bane of this whole thing. Right. We can't finish the environmental, and everything is riding on this one piece. Everything else is ready. It's just, it'll fall right in after that. But until then, we're just, you know, a lot of separate pieces.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and make a motion to pay invoice number 53575 for American Structure Point in the amount of $17,092.92.
Second.
Dan seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thank you, Jeff. Sorry for delaying you. Okay, we're going to jump back to the permit for Berry Telephone Facilities. Who wants to report on that? Larry.
We met with Larry Weiss down at, on the project. We've done our all our locates and everything, had quite a bit of discussion about the easements. Larry called me back this morning, has made a decision that they're going to go on the east side of our poles, which is gives them about 6-inch right away. And then they're going down and continue to bore and go under Reddick Avenue to get on the south side of it and then go to their target area in that means. But I think they've still got to get a right-of-way or an easement to do that on the other side of the road. But everything, they're aware of all the things that are in their road and things, and especially our lines that go from the substation across on that side in front of their tower that they're going to. I don't know if Kelly has got anything to add to that. But, he was down there too.
We just have their storm and sewer and sanitary in the area that we have to have it located and flagged out when they board. They'll just have to avoid it.
So they're when they do end up doing this, they're obviously going to keep you, or you guys will have somebody there.
They'll call or locates.
Yeah, locates. Yeah. Just want to make sure that
I don't think the city will have anybody probably inspected.
But at least they'll know where all that right. all those that infrastructure is just to
we kinda do the day we met down there, made our locates to make them aware exactly where our transmission line was going under the road across to the Walmart shopping center and so forth. So but it's my recommendation if they go the way they're planning to give them the permission to do this.
Okay. Questions?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I have some comments on the agreement.
Okay.
Just the Larry, when you look at that, do you have this with you, the application? And you have that in front of you?
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty specific in that fourth paragraph down on the 4 inches deep and to maintain the surface and so forth. Then they don't put that in their agreement. And I just wondered if that's important and whether you think that that paragraph needs to be carried over to the actual agreement that they...
Which one are you talking about?
Kelly, I think that would be applied, you know, what the two of you are thinking there. It'd be the fourth full paragraph down, and they're pretty specific. In layers not exceeding 4 inches deep and to maintain the surface, which has been disturbed in a smooth and uniform condition for a period of 6 months after the work is completed.
On the letter.
On the application for permit, the actual letter date is January.
The first page.
That's part of their backfill.
Excuse me.
So your question, Marcia, should that be in the actual contract?
Is that, you know, critical to, I mean, important to the to you to have be a part of the work order part, which is the actual agreement aspect of this. While you're looking at that, they also don't mention the bond. In the agreement aspect, is that something, and I think that's the Board of Works, whether or not you wish to have that bond. If you do, that should be carried over as well. My final thing is not to be skipping, but while you're looking at that, my final thing is that on paragraph 9 of page 3 of 3, that needs to say, it's not just the Board of Works, that needs to say City of Columbia City is going to be held harmless. which they actually state on their in the initial application, but then they don't carry that forward.
What was your question? Sorry about that.
No. Well, I knew you were looking, so I thought I'd throw everything out there.
Yes, you did.
I just wondered if you wanted, if you felt that that should continue to be specific with this 4 inches deep stuff and the 6 months and so forth, because it is not expressed over here on the agreement side.
Yeah, I think it should be.
And if it needs to be expressed over
but,
here.
But the thing of it is, it's nice to have that in there, but all this is going to be directional board, so they shouldn't disturb the street or anything anyway.
Okay.
More than likely.
Okay.
Unless going under the street already.
I mean, I don't know how any of this, you know, yeah. stuff works or what actually is going to happen. So
it's
I'm bringing this up from
bored.
A standpoint of not knowing.
Yeah, so it's all going to be
okay.
That word is past retrenching. Yeah.
As I say, it could be a cookie cutter document.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask then, Marcia. Would you? Can we approve this conditional to the City of Columbia or the Board of Works being changed to City of Columbia City, or would you rather us table it?
No, you could do that. Yeah,
a conditional
you could do that.
Approval.
And then if you're desiring a bond, you need to make sure that and I don't know that you are or not,
can
but
you
if you are, that needs to be contingent upon a bond being,
think,
you know.
I think these should be bonded for all the
there's a risk factor here.
Critical things that we
right.
have there for them to get out of their tower portion of this operation anyway. So,
but our true agreement is with Embark, not AT&T, correct? If even though it's an AT&T tower?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I think if you could elaborate on the bond, I mean, is the bond an insurance policy more than... Because actually, we're not doing the work; they're doing the work. But it's more of an insurance policy for any liability
right.
or damage.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that would be very valid.
Yeah. I mean, they have it here.
Yeah.
It just needs to be transferred.
So,
over
so
to
I don't
the
think there's
going to
be any problem with them agreeing to it because they have already stated it.
Right.
I just think it needs to be over here in their actual agreement
okay.
wording.
So we probably should table this to make sure, or should I mean, I guess I'm just thinking with that bond language in there. I'm asking for. I guess
so what's the time frame on this? Does this need? Is this Larry? Do you know? Is this?
Well, they were. First, they were wanting to get it started right away,
okay.
and then they were having problems with the right of way or easement, and so he thought maybe they might wait till spring, and then he got back with me again and thought things were going better than he anticipated. So the starting date is still up in the air.
Okay. Well, I mean, the next Board of Works meeting is for a while, so you may want to just you may want to approve it, but say you would like the
amend
what they are proposing to be included in the agreement, and then you
are you referring that Marcia they wouldn't have to necessarily follow this if it's not included in the agreement. It's just on the application. It wouldn't have to be followed.
Well,
because
they've got it out sort of on the application, but then they have a separate agreement. If they'd simply incorporated the application, I would have been fine, but they didn't. And so I just don't want any arguments. I just want it clean.
Sure.
You know, my feeling is if they've restated this in agreement form, then it should have included everything.
I don't think they'll have any problems.
I don't either because they've already stated. That's why I think this is going to be simple. I just
yeah.
did, but the bond part... That's up to you.
Yeah.
They've left that up to you. And if you're going to require the bond, then you do need to have that be a part of it.
Okay. Well, and we're only talking about 2 weeks until the next Board of Works meeting.
Yeah, so you could just wait. And we
I would feel much more comfortable tabling this and making sure that we get all that language into this agreement for the protection of the community.
Could you call me first thing in the morning and want to know how the... We came out tonight.
Okay.
And I don't think you'll have any problem with what I have to report back to him.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So we can just table that then. And
okay.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Next up is bills. And
this is a quite lengthy one, but... Because of closing out the books at the end of the year and everything, I couldn't do any bills until. That's why I had to hold them up.
this one out here, though, right?
Yeah. And I've looked through this, and I feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, Larry's probably the big winner again, so.
Okay.
I'd make a motion that we pay the bills as presented.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Mm-hmm. It's unanimous.
I would like to just acknowledge the amount for the record of the bills. Total is $1,318,169.81. And again, that is a combination of closure, correct, from December of 2011.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Department reports. Let's start with Mark.
Okay. Last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I had the opportunity to go to the state IPRA conference. I was very impressed with it. Probably one of the best ones I've been to. And just kind of want to give you some names of some of the conferences, sessions that I went to. I was able to go to a playground safety inspector refresher course class. That was good for me to go to that because it's been a few years since I've been through that course. Went to a pool water testing seminar. Also, a grant searching. It was a grant searching idea course. And a science experiments for kids, which was kind of a recreational science experiment for camps and things like that. That was kind of neat. Some of those things we could do with camp kids if we got to that point. With baseball and softball, we're still a lot of work going on with that. This registration starts February 1st, and the baseball boards and the softball boards have both regularly been meeting about every other week, working together well, and I just think this is good. It's going to be a really good summer. I'm excited about what's going to happen this summer. The dance is next Saturday, the father-daughter dance, or next Friday, the father-daughter dance. 350 tickets are gone. They were sold out Friday, last Friday. So obviously, most of the planning is ready to go. It's just a matter of the day coming. So I know that the girls are excited to hear plenty of neat stories about their dresses and what they're looking forward to for that night. So it'll be really easy. And if anybody wants to come out and see that, it's the Church of God. Starts at 6 o'clock. That's the meal. And I think most of the entertainment part of things will start around 7. So more than welcome to come out and see what that's like. If you'd like to help out, you can use your help tearing down. So it's just an option for you.
Do you want to talk about the princess part?
Yeah, something new we've done this year. We've had in the past clowns and balloons. We changed it a little bit. We invited some princesses, two of them. They're actresses from Fort Wayne. They come out. They dress the part of, I know for sure that Snow White will be there, and I'm not sure the name of the other princess. It might be Ariel or something like that. But they show up, I think, at 7 o'clock. They'll be there for a couple hours, basically telling stories to the girls, talking to them. I think it'll go over really well, especially with the younger girls. So I think that'll be neat to see. It's a group out of Fort Wayne that's putting this together for us. So
you can tell Mark has a son.
Yeah. I think the dads might like it too. The website, just so everybody knows, our website, Terry will probably talk about this too. Our website's down. I know he's working at trying to get that back up, but he's also, he and Melinda were working this morning on our new website that we take probably a few weeks yet to get that up and going, but that'll be really neat when that's done. It looks sharp. I stopped in today to see it, what they've got going on for it, and I think it'll be a really neat improvement for our parks department for sure, and so that'll be something to look forward to. And I want to thank Terry too. I mean, it's a lot of work. I heard about what he and Melinda did today, and it's a lot of tough stuff that I could not do. The trail project, just an update on that. Had a park board meeting last night, and they decided last night to rebid the trail and the bridge part of that separately in hopes that they would save money. and make that their first phase. That's the priority for them, to get the trail and the bridge done. And then as far as the restroom side of it, doing that later and seeing probably more than likely in the future rebidding that, but seeing after bids come in how much money we have left for that project. So the hope is that we can still work on that later on this spring, and now we'll just be waiting for bids, that whole process starting with the deal.
When are they going to do it, or you don't know?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
They're putting that schedule together. Actually started that today.
Okay.
And I want to thank Marcia, too. I know that Derek had some conversations with Marcia, and that was very helpful information for them.
Okay.
Now, the park board, I went to the meeting last night, and, you know, they really have thought hard about a lot of these issues that, that are going in regards to the trail and the trailhead and those pieces. And so I do want to commend the park board with the hard work they've been doing in the face of adversity, literally. And so thankful for the work that they're doing, and thanks to Mark for the leadership that you're showing. Chief.
A couple weeks ago, we had a promotion process for two detective sergeants. I'm sure everybody's aware that Gary Archibald and Robert Stevenson have been selected for new detectives. They are in place now. They're working multiple different investigations over the past week or so, and they've had a chance to work with a lot of different agencies as well. Anything from state police, crime scene technicians, to the Sexual Assault Treatment Center. So they've really hit the ground running, and they're going to do a fine job. The captain and I have been working with them, doing some on the job training with them, things like evidence room procedures and things like that. So that will continue with those guys, get those guys trained up, and they'll be going to some training in March to be a part of some specialized teams that they're going to be a part of. So that's all ongoing. The captain and I have also met with the shift supervisors, and we have talked with them about kind of our goals and our expectations and kind of what our vision is for here in the new future for the department. And this week we're going to schedule meetings for each shift. We'll meet with first, second, and third shift, the supervisors and the officers together, and discuss again our goals and expectations. So that's going to happen here in the next week or so. Since the new detectives have been put into place, we had a few officers that have chosen to fall in by seniority into some different shifts. So that now is all done. We have the new schedule in place. So that made things, things are pretty smooth that way, running good. I started to reach out to some other chiefs of departments similar size as ours, communities with a population similar to ours, just to kind of network with those chiefs and just reach out to them and kind of introduce myself and see how things are going with their departments, and maybe I can use some of their ideas here. And I've also started to review the standard operating procedures for our department, and we will make changes to those if needed here in the future.
Additional questions?
How are you on your staffing at this time?
Right now we have, obviously, Captain Hively's back from the military. Scott Leatherman came back 2 weeks ago, and he just got done with a 10-day field training program that actually, I think, ended yesterday. So Officer Leatherman would be back in his rotation just in a couple days. So the only person we are down right now is Officer Doug Eber, who is still on his military orders. I think he's scheduled to come back, I think it's June or July.
And that will put us at full strength, if you will.
Yes, it will.
It's been how do you remember how long it's been since we've been at full strength? We're talking years, aren't we?
It's been years.
I'm going to say three or four years
should be close.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. And just as a note of clarification, Fire Chief LaRue is not here because this is his son's last wrestling meet, and he requested to not be here because of that. And as I told him, family comes first. So So I wanted to let you know, it is the most quiet we'll ever hear out of Tallahassee. Okay. Mike Deere.
We installed some auxiliary contacts in the control panel for our lift station so we could pick up the pumps being on and off and the runtime and everything. The new control panel, when we received it, didn't have those in it, so we added those to that. And then we received 54 applications, spent some time going through all those, and are starting the interview process. And we unhooked an old abandoned line, service line down on Simonson Street. On that last stretch of sewer they were putting in, they run across it, had a small leak in it, we just shut it off and took her out of there since it wasn't being used. And tomorrow we're going to be putting in a new meter setting in Eagle Glen, hopefully. So other than that, everything at the plant's running fine. So.
Wonderful.
And how about your staff? Mike, is everybody back? Are you still
I still have one off.
Okay.
Workman's comp, yeah.
Right. Okay.
And just so the board knows, Mike and myself and Rosie and Todd have been conducting the interviews for that position, and we narrowed it down from, what did you say, 54 to five or six applicants that kind of made it to the second round, and we're going through those interviews now. So, and we will do the same thing for Terry and the communications department position, or the dispatch position, starting next week, correct? Okay. So any other questions of Mike Deere?
No, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike. Larry?
Basically, we've been working on our tree schedule. I think we have it down to 9 we have yet to do. Of course, when the weather gets colder, then we'll have all the stumps to grind and get that finished. Weather's not cooperating with us very good, so we're prepared to put in a couple of new services tomorrow if it stays tight enough in the morning to get our trencher through. And basically that's what we've been doing.
Larry, do you want to talk very quickly in regards to the electric outage that we had last week for the
yeah,
public.
We got hit by lightning in 2 different areas. The one area we got to got fixed in a matter of minutes. The other area, it took us about 3 hours to get to the problem. We had to get Kelly's payloader down there. It got stuck. We got it unstuck and creased around with our winches and finally got to the problem behind Kreider Meats. That area used to be an alley, is the way I understand it, and we left it go, so we're going to have to make some kind of preparations that if something happens again that we can get in there to it. But once we got to it, in a matter of 20 minutes, it was fixed. So it was just, and you were down there to witness all our sliding around.
That's right.
And of course, the preparations or the place put the sod and things back together around the skating rink is going to be a major problem because we did do quite a bit of damage.
And I want to make sure that we understand that, you know, this pole is literally on a hill. Yeah. That day was very wet, and it made for mud. And it made for a really bad situation for our electric department, but they were troopers and they powered through. So I'm appreciative of the workers. They in both the street department and all the snow we've had, as well as the electric department and the complicated matter of 3 hours for a 20-minute fix. So I appreciate that very much.
I passed your compliments on to the guys.
Thank you.
They were very appreciative.
Appreciate that. Very good. Any other questions of Larry? Okay, Kelly.
We're continuing to have 2 guys too with the electric department on tree removal, something we kind of do annually every this time of year. And we worked on snow removal Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I wanted to thank Mike Cook for, he came in and helped us with alleys. Mike Deere offered too. We were kind of getting caught up by them, but we were able to make it through the alleys Saturday morning and get those opened up. Started in about 6:30 or so. We hauled snow away from the downtown area a couple different times since, I think, our last meeting. After the snow events, we usually go through Monday. We spent that morning and some of the early afternoon just going through our trucks and making sure our equipment's up to speed, nothing's needing repair and ready for the next event, and cleaning everything up. We've also been had some televising done in the Columbia Shores area, just kind of going through some of that system back in there. And we have a guy that we have down doing inspection on the Simonson Street project for the sanitary sewer and storm down there. They're getting ready to get out into Line Street, which will probably happen tomorrow. They'll have Line Street shut down probably for a couple days, working in the intersection of Simonson and Line, installing a new manhole and running sewer line through there.
Kelly, I apologize for interrupting. Where will that be blocked off at? Will it be blocked off at Radio Road and Spencer then, or?
That's where they're going to request the, but through traffic, I think you might be able to navigate through some of that.
Okay.
I don't know exactly if they'll be able to get through past the tracks or not.
Okay.
In that area between the gas station and the tracks is where it's probably going to be closed, clear off, I imagine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, but they have signs set up for Van Buren to reroute trucks down the main street.
Okay.
And that's all I have. We've completed 32 work orders to the professor.
What was the official snowfall on Friday night, Saturday? Do we know?
Five or six? I was thinking 6 inches was probably close, but it's nice to see it gone by Monday.
That's right.
After working 2 days on it, and mm-hmm. it just disappears. The piles never do.
Yeah.
I guess they were a hit for the fire and ice.
Yes, yeah. I did want to pass on many compliments from the children that came to the fire and ice and all the slides and things they made on those hills. So it was pretty neat to watch them kind of make their own snow jungle gym, if you will, on those hills. So
maybe we can truck it in next year.
There you go. Very good. Thank you. Any other questions, Kelly?
Kelly, just got a follow-up question. We had a curb cut down in my area. Did that come to close or come?
I worked with Marsha and Rosie on that, and I believe Marsha looked that over and approved the wording in there, and we've sent that off to Walt
okay.
to talk to him. I had one of the guys go down there and hand deliver it, and he was excited about starting it, but he thought he might need to come back in for an extension to that because of the asphalt. And I guess he indicated to the guy that went down there that he was planning on asphalting clear to his shed or mm-hmm. building, whatever he's putting up. So he may end up coming back in for the rest of the drive extension, because I don't think 90 days they probably won't be making asphalt until late April.
Sure. Could we get a copy of that letter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for Jackie, basically. It's her territory. Is she standing up? Oh, I know. I'm just picking on her, but I know that at least we can keep her in tune. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to bring that up if you didn't.
All right, thanks.
Let her know anyway, so.
Sure.
Thank you, Walt.
Yep.
Good?
Yep.
Terry.
Per Mark's request, I was working with SDS Communications to find a solution for the camera on the bathrooms on the trailhead and I think we've come up with something, so we've got that in process. Looks like it'll work out pretty well. Like you said, Melinda and I have been working probably about 3 hours a day and 4 hours last week on the new website, so we're hoping to have that up pretty soon. And the old website should be back up by the time I get back downstairs, because we're working with GoDaddy.com. They hold our domains and websites, and there are some issues with front page extensions that I think we've got figured out. And so hopefully tonight that's the old site will be back up. The power outage that we had that Larry was talking about affected us pretty badly here at City Hall because our generator didn't start. And so when our generator doesn't start and we don't get it started for several hours, everything dies. Most everything is on UPSs, but it's only going to last a small, you know, hour at the most. So we lost computer systems, servers, radio system, phone system, all went offline. And once we finally got the company in here and got the generator started up, we started bringing things back up, and I lost a monitor in dispatch because they are on 24/7. Sometimes when you shut them off, they never come back up. So that was the only thing we lost down there. Part of the reason I think we were working, I worked with Preferred today most of the afternoon on our firewall trying to figure out why with our second internet connection, everybody outside of City Hall and our location, four locations, had no network access. So I think about 4:30 tonight we got that figured out and got that back up. And I'm thinking that might have a little, probably due to the power outage and some of the machines dropping off. So hopefully we have that taken care of. We'll see tomorrow how it works. Was in Saturday morning for a report of internet connection loss and took a couple pictures of the 5K snowflake run and put those up on Facebook. And I wanted to thank the mayor and Kelly for sending me pictures for Facebook that we were able to use on different things happening. One was the power outage for the electric department, and Kelly's with the snow removal downtown. We also had about 40 to 45 applications turned in. We went through those and picked out six. Those have been turned over to the mayor's office, and Martha is taking care of notifying who's going to be interviewed. And then we want to thank Rosie's office, because Katie's going through the trouble of having to send all the letters out to the people that didn't get an interview, which is, that's a tremendous amount of work, and I'm really appreciative that they do that for us. Well, that's about all I have tonight.
Additional questions for Terry?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Mike Cook.
They worked on cleaning our secondary tanks, as some we do every time we have a rain event and with snow melt. They fill up during those events, and then after the event, they pump them down and clean them out. The guys are working on that today. Pre-construction meeting for the improvement project will be this Thursday, the 26th, at 9:30 a.m. at the as soon as it's going to be in my office. I know it's at the facility. It's either be the break room or my office where that'll be take place. And also just been working on regular maintenance around the facility during somewhat of a slow time when it's really cold and everything's like that and everything's running good. Then we get a chance to get caught up on small projects. They're starting to, another thing we're working on is the basement of the Blower building during the construction. From years back, 4 years ago, they've pipes were taken out, some pipes were put in, there was cement patches put where the holes were. The guys are down there cleaning those walls, cleaning them up, not being perfectly smooth, but we'll get a fresh coat of paint on those to make that look like the rest of the building. Last winter, we've done the upstairs. This year, during this winter, we'll take care of the basement area and repaint the stairs and make it look nice. And that's all I have for this one.
Additional questions, Mike?
No, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. Marcia?
Nothing tonight.
Rosie? Walt?
No, sir.
Okay. Dan?
No, sir.
Okay, I will say one more thing. The other, maybe 2 weeks ago, I got to ride around a little bit with Kelly and as they go through the alleys and things like that. And I'll tell you, it's a pretty neat thing that the street department guys do, in the fact, and not just the street department, but the other departments that also help out, electric and sewer, electric and wastewater and water and some of the other departments. But But the way in which they know these alleys like the back of their hand is amazing. If you've ever driven through our alleys and the different alleys that we have in this city, it is amazing that they don't run into three or four houses. So so I do want to thank Kelly for that opportunity to ride in that, and want to thank all the city employees for what they do on a daily basis. So, and that's all that I have. So anything from the audience? Okay. I need a motion to adjourn, don't I?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
And all those in favor? Okay. Thank you very much.
Good.
Okay.